Now, halakha does not mean literally law. Halakha comes from the Hebrew word which means to go or to proceed. And it's important to note it at the outset because it reflects something crucial and foundational about Judaism, a sense of dynamism. Judaism was never something static. It was always an ever-evolving way of life. And so the term halakha for Jewish law reflects that fundamental aspect of Judaism. The other term we're going to be using periodically is the term Israel, or in Hebrew, Yisrael. Now, the term Israel in the context of Judaism has multiple meanings. It refers to a land, it refers to a people, and since the middle of the 20th century, it refers to a state. So we have the phrase Eretz Yisrael, which means the land of Israel. We have Am Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael, which means the people of Israel. We have B'nai Yisrael, which means the children of Israel. And we have Medinat Yisrael, which means the state of Israel. Now, they're overlapping meanings in certain ways, but they do refer to different things. And we will be using all of these terms from time to time. In this lecture, I want to just introduce you to some of the basic, broader strokes of what makes Judaism